Doc Markey is our guest. Let me ask you a question, folks. Are you ready? You might say, for what? Look, I don't know, but you know things aren't right. Get ready. I cannot think of a better place to point you. Ready-made resources. ReadyMadeResources.com. You better get serious. And this is me telling you right now, you better get serious about your preps. And you better look at your pantry. And I'm done with people who say, well, you know, I'm just going to let God, I'm going to trust in God. I get that. We have to trust in God. But if you do nothing to, for yourself, then to me, I have nothing to say to you. As simple as that. Ready-made resources, on the other hand, they have the best of the best of the best. From night vision equipment to homestead and cooking to books and videos to outdoor things to water and filter storage foods. I mean, they have everything. And they're top quality, top shelf, not Walmart, Kmart brand stuff. This is good stuff. Ready-made resources. We talked to Bob Griswold not too long ago. He mapped out why you need night vision, especially if you're like the captain the head of a group. Prepare yourself for what's coming. We know things are not right. Just tune into the news, or don't, but you get the idea. Ready-made resources. This is our official go-to company for night vision, for water and filtration, for communications, for, you know, handheld communications, for storable foods, for the whole nine yards. Ready-made resources. Again, readymaderesources.com, readymaderesources.com. Do me a favor. Order from them, order from them, period, but make sure you tell them you heard about them, or you're ordering because of the urgencies given to you by the Hagman and Hagman Report. Let them know where you heard their sponsor spot. Hagman and Hagman Report. Make sure you tell them that. And of course, readymaderesources.com. John, I know you've got, our guest is Doc Markey, and John, I want to kick it to you to take this part, because there are some issues here I think we have to revisit, or to at least solidify. I've been getting some emails wanting some clarification. John, you saw him. Go ahead.
Well, Doug, thank you so much. And folks, we are in fact visiting with an old and dear friend of the Hagman and Hagman Report, Doc Markey, saved by Jesus Christ out of multi-generational witchcraft many decades ago, and he's been serving the kingdom since. And Doc, before we went to break, you were starting to detail for our listeners this evening the Illuminati infiltration of the chaplaincy. And whereas we absolutely must cover this, and we will do so, folks, in this segment, Doc, let's rewind the tape a little bit first. I want to go back. There's one thing I think we may have missed, sir. Let's go back to the Babylon era, and I just want to clarify something with your vast knowledge, and it is this. Doc, I understand, and I think most of our listeners probably do too, the concept that these innocent lives were being sacrificed as a slap in the face to God, completely antithetical to the Mosaic law, etc. But I'm still a little unclear, Doc. Who was actually committing the child rape here? Was it the priesthood? Was it the fathers of the home? I don't want to, be unduly specific or graphic, but Doc, where does the actual sexual abuse come in, sir? And then if you could also extrapolate that so that our listeners understand how that ties into children being trafficked from Toronto to Haiti to Mexico City today. Doc?
It will always be done through the priesthood. And if on the surface it appears as if one of the parents are doing it, it's because they are part of the priesthood. You know, in other words, they are an initiated member of whatever occult group they belong to. But it will always be done by the priesthood. Do it in a most clever way, so that people will never believe this is going on. These people dress up in costumes such as, maybe wear the mask of Mickey Mouse, or maybe Goofy, or maybe some other cartoon character that the kids would have been exposed to. So when the children, if they are ever given a chance to tell the law enforcement agencies or a psychologist or psychiatrist or maybe a member, you know, a pastor or something, so when the children tell them this is done by Mickey Mouse, who's going to believe them at that point?
Okay, so that's where...
Think about this, John. Would you believe a child was raped by Mickey Mouse if they told you? If I didn't just tell you what I just had.
Well, no, sir, I wouldn't. And folks, I want to reiterate what Doc just said. Now, many of you have seen pictures either in Doc's presentations, perhaps in some of my own. We have other brothers like Paul McGuire and Russ Dizdar who deal with this. But many of you may have seen these pictures and asked yourselves, why are these quote unquote party attendees, to euphemize here, why are they wearing these animal heads, these masks, these Disney characters? How does that tie into the orgiastic behavior? How does it tie into the child rape? And Doc, if I'm not mistaken, when we had that discussion a couple weeks ago, you indicated to me that the part that is left off of the Sunday school felt board version of the Tower of Babylon story is that when God chose to scatter the people and to confuse their tongues, they took with them two things. They took with them the sexual abuse of innocent children as well as the belief in sacrificing innocent lives for bountiful crops or other perceived wealth at that time.
Right. All that was taken with them. They didn't forget their occult practices, as I stated. They just simply, you know, took it with them, and when they were starting their new nations or such, it became part of the culture. Now, when we apply this to today's society and what's going on, especially with the sex trafficking, the sex. We'll get into this in a minute. But when I was doing that radio show, there was a police officer from Seattle who, quite honestly, I wouldn't have known him from Adam, except for one thing. While I was describing what the Illuminati were doing as far as trafficking the kids out of that area, and I was the one who was getting the police department to run around in circles as they were trying to actually hunt us down and try to investigate us, the police officer said, wait a second, were you doing any, listed a couple of things, I don't remember now, as he says, it's been about 27 years since that show, and he was going on and saying a couple of things, I'm going, yeah, and I was explaining things, she said, you're not going to believe this, I'm going, what? He says, I was the one trying to hunt you people down. And I'm going, you've got to be kidding. And he's going, no. Everything you just described is in the case files, and we have never been able to solve it. And at that point, the only thing I could tell him, because I was a born-again Christian at that point, I said, I'm sorry, but, you know, that was all in my past. And you'll find that when it comes to the sex slave rings, let me explain something here so everyone understands what's going on here. Those people, those kids, teenagers, they're being auctioned off. It's not just an abuse thing that's going on here. There's always rhyme and reason in the occult world, especially the Illuminati, to what they do. First of all, with the kids. They will auction them off as chattel. That's how they refer to us. You know, human livestock that can be sold or bought or killed off at a whim. That's how they see us, anyone who's not in the Illuminati. And so these kids are best being auctioned off at various places like Puget Sound where, you know, you have the ocean, you know, what is that? That's the Pacific Ocean. Thank you very much. Or at places where they can abscond the kids quickly, like at an airport. you know, places like that where they can ship the merchandise off very, very quickly without anyone knowing what's really going on. Now, those kids are going to be flown to very desolate areas in this country or out of the country. Those kids now are going to be put on film. In other words, they're going to be shown on film having sex with adults, animals, children, what have you. Now, a good quality film like that, going to get you nothing less than $5,000 right there. Now, if in particular the children are blonde, blue-eyed, I'll tell you right now, you're going to get $50,000 right there. If the child is sacrificed on the film, and that is, you know, properly known as a snuff film, you can get at least six figures for that film. I hate to say this, but it's also a very lucrative business. Very few of the children will survive beyond 13 as far as not being made into a sacrifice, because by the time they're 13, puberty's hitting in, they're not that cutesy little kid anymore. There was one case, I'll never forget, it broke my heart to this very day. It was, Doug, you may remember this name, Johnny Gosch.
No, not off the top of my head, Doug.
Okay. Johnny Gosch, and again, this was another case I was brought into by Ted Gunderson, was another kid who was abducted during an occult holiday. His mother was frantic, the poor dear. I still break to this day when I think about what she's gone through. Johnny was a young kid, had a paper out, blonde hair, blue-eyed, on a night of human sacrifice. He was taken, and no one had seen him forever. The interesting thing is, when Ted called me in on this, there was a number of occult clues that I could follow. And I was passing information to him, what to look for and all this. And they were just a hair away from actually finding Johnny when suddenly something happened and everything, shall we say, mysteriously vanished. Well, it was about 10 years later after that, according to Johnny Gosch's mom, Johnny Gosch had actually showed up at his mother's house, spoke to her just for a short time, and told her to stay away and to stop trying to find him. It was too late for him. But he did say others did need help. Now, that's what I was told. And I'm not surprised at that, because there are children that are being kept in cages or being bound and gagged and thrown into rooms, tens of thousands right now as we speak. Interesting statistical fact, when Ted Gunderson was alive, he told me that the FBI every year it's reported that there's approximately 1 million people that are reported missing every year. But 900,000 are found. Want to guess what's happening to the other 100,000? And if the statistics I've been given recently are correct, that number has almost multiplied itself tenfold. How does this connect to the military? Well, this is where it gets interesting. Remember, the belief system entered into the military also. Now, how many of you are familiar with Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino?
We do know him.
Right. John, have you heard of the Presidio Daycare Center case?
Indeed I have, and I want to add quickly, folks, General Aquino, one of the founders,
Lieutenant Colonel.
Oh, excuse me.
He was never a general.
So Aquino, he was a breakaway from the Church of Satan, where he then founded the Temple of Set. And Doc, perhaps you'll want to comment quickly on the Temple of Set as well. But yes, the Presidio case, I think the direction we're headed in is completely appropriate for the moment. Go ahead, Doc.
Yes, because you see, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, who was one of the second highest member in the First Church of Satan that was started back in 66 under the auspices of Anton Dandelier, basically he had, you know, a lot of major disagreements with LeVay over the years, and finally Aquino, he said he had a vision, and that the god Set from the Egyptian pantheon said, LeVay has done a good job in starting the first age of Satan. You are now to set up the second age, and that it would be dedicated to Set. And that's why it was called the Temple of Set. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino was in intelligence and working with the Monarch program, the mind control programs, and other such things. And one day, let me say this first. There was a base, it's the Presidio base, in which a daycare center, there was 40 to 50 children that pointed out that Michael Aquino and his wife Lilith, that's not a real name, but she took on the name of Lilith, who is supposed to be, according to Jewish tradition, the first wife of Adam. But because she would not have sex with him, she was thrown out of the Garden of Eden, and supposedly she became the mother of all monsters, demons, and things like that. That's why she took on the
name. Like the demonic presence that we hear from time to time, Lilith the Night Hag, and of course they use that nomenclature
in pop culture.
That's where
you get it from, is from the old Jewish stories of Lilith, the supposed first wife of Adam.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Anyways. So the children pointed out Michael Aquino and Lilith as doing, and of course in the kids' woods, touching them in places. And, you know, when the psychiatrist sat down with them and gave them, you know, the little dolls, the kids pointed to, you know, their sexual organs on the dolls. Well, anyways, the military at first really didn't want to do anything, and basically it was swept under the carpet because, among other things, it involved occult ritual procedures. And these kids were drawing and showing things that military minds couldn't handle. As I said, this involved something new to them, the occult. Well, anyways, I had back in, I think it was 88. As it says, I've been doing this a long time. But back in 88, I think it was 88 or 87, something like that. Talk show host, Geraldo Rivera, you know, who had the Geraldo Rivera show back then, did a 2-hour special. I think it was called Satan's Underground. That was it. I remember now, because the thing is, what no one knew, and not even Geraldo, was I was helping the producers behind the scenes or over the phone on putting this show together. You see, I had already at that point done two shows on the Illuminati and Satanism and such with Geraldo. And behind the scenes, the producers wanted to do a show exposing. That's what it calls, exposing Satan's Underground. The truth of what was really going on. And with the producers' help, we got certain members, certain people, put on the panel and in the front row of the studio audience. And one of the people I made sure that they put there was Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino. The reason was because I knew how big that guy's ego was. You see, as a Satanist, he thought that his false god, Satan, had protected him, from a military court-martial or prosecution. Well, Ted Gunderson was also on the panel, I made sure of that, and certain other people, so that they would push this guy's buttons. And the reason we have that was because I happened to have made a couple of calls to a couple of congressmen back then and asked them to watch the show. After the show, and as predicted, Aquino's ego was so huge that when the Presidio Daycare Center was brought up, he poo-pooed it away as if, you know, nothing happened, I can't be touched, and all this other stuff. The congressman who was watching the show, who never knew about any of this, let alone any of the details, next day reopened the case. Eventually what had happened, Aquino was given a choice. You will face a military court-martial, or you will resign your commission now. And, of course, he resigned his commission. But the fact of the matter is, all the evidence was there that could have been brought to court, you know, in a military setting, that is. You know, this is a military court-martial we would have been referring to back then. And they would have hung him out to dry.
Indeed,
because
they would have.
As I said before, we had all the evidence, and I could have easily just been thrown in and explained every little element of the occult to them without even batting an eye.
Indeed, that's exactly what could have and should have happened. And, Doc, we've got about 4.5 minutes or so until we go out to break. And just for the benefit of those joining us late or just checking in, folks, we're visiting with Doc Marquis, a dear friend to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Unbeknownst to him at the time, a mentor to myself in my investigations in Hollywood, and really many of Doc's teachings on this exact platform back in 2012 and 2013 served as a Rosetta Stone that enabled me to better apply the discernment the Lord blessed me with to see some of the inner machinations of Hollywood. So, Doc, I want to give you a tip of the hat, sir, for providing that to me personally. And, you know, Doc, as I listen to you speak about Aquino and the Temple of Set, and folks, if you want to see that interview, the Geraldo Rivera interview that Doc is referencing, it is easily accessible on YouTube. And, you know, a couple things come to mind, Doc. We've got a few minutes before break. I'm going to hand it back to you, but there's something I believe is probably frustrating all of our listeners right now, because I know it frustrates me. Folks, we have Watchmen, we have very brave men of God, Doc Marquis, Russ Dizdar, Paul McGuire, and many others who have stood right in the teeth of this monster. And many of the things that you hear have some common denominators to them. And one of them that, to me personally, is the most vexing, because at the Hagman and Hagman Report, we will stand up for kids and we will defend the defenseless, period. Doc, what is going on with law enforcement? Why is it every time we hear about the psychiatrists involved, the military, the Uniform Military Code of Justice, JAG, NCIS, local police, state police, why is it that they always drop the ball? Doc, where are the perp walks? Where are the prosecutions? You've been on the inside of this. What say you?
Well, I see the big problem is, and this has happened to a number of people in law enforcement, this stuff is so, shall we say, out of left field that mainstream police officers, you know, the people who get in power, like the sergeants, lieutenants, captains, the police chiefs, so on and so forth, when this stuff is presented to them, it is so out there that, as far as they're concerned, they don't want to touch it. And any officer who tries to push or press the issue, they're relegated to a desk job for the rest of their careers. They, for the most part, a lot of those police officers who really know what's going on don't want to lose their jobs, or they don't want to be relegated behind a desk for the rest of their careers. That's the problem. If this, now, fortunately, things are beginning to change. Things are happening in such a way that even the media has been admitting that these things are actually going on. You've heard, obviously, remember, we had been talking about, you know, the Franklin cover-up. Well, back then, which was about 30 years ago, people didn't want to know it because this doesn't go on. This is America. Oh, this is so horrific. This is unbelievable and all this other stuff. And yet, it was Huma Abedin's husband. What is that? John Podesta?
Anthony Weiner.
How could I forget Weiner? That's it.
as much as you may try.
You know, please, I still can't believe that one. Has also been implicated in what's now known as Pizzagate, which involves sex trafficking or, you know, slave trafficking. And all this, I can guarantee you right now, folks, and it's about high time, this isn't being swept under the rug. This time around, 30 years later, people are beginning to believe something really is going on here, and it's finally being pursued. Now, how far this will be pursued is anyone's guess at this point.
Because how far indeed. Doc, let's do this. Doc, let's do this. That's a really nice organic break point. Folks, we're going to go out for just a couple of minutes. Joe's going to take us out. Doc, when we come back, let's jump into specifically the D.C. Pizzagate child trafficking issue, and then let's take the last part of our time together to talk about some solutions. Because, Doc Marquiser, you've been on the inside of police investigations, as has Doug Hagman, as has Russ Dizdar, and our new friend of the Hagman Report, Craig Sawman Sawyer, former U.S. Navy SEAL. Doc, you've been on the inside. We would be remiss this evening, sir, if we don't spend a good, healthy portion of our last segment tonight on the Hagman and Hagman Report talking about what can men and women of God do to get in the face of this garbage and start pushing back.
That's right, John. Folks, we'll be right back after these short messages. You're listening to Doc Marquis on this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Stay tuned for our final segment right after this.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is. It'll blow you away. Absolutely. Eric's a...
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Chang Plus in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We're offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Army kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Army's kit at www.changepersonwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Doc Marquis is our guest. Interesting information. You know, here's the thing as well. Doc, you're not going to get out of the house without us devoting a little bit of time before the interview is over to talk about potential solutions. What we can do as men and women of God, and as Americans, and as patriots, and as Christians, and as conservatives, to provide solutions to the problems we're discussing here, what we need to do. And if I need to lead a band of people with torches and pitchforks, I'm game. I'm down with that. I am. Only if I have, however, on me my satellite phone from the satellite phone store, satellitephonestore.com. That's satellitephonestore.com. One more time, satellitephonestore.com. We trust our communications to satellitephonestore.com. The communications between loved ones, especially in these times, extremely important. And Steve Quayle trusts his communications to satellitephonestore.com. Eric Tallman is the go-to guy there. Folks, bookmark satellitephonestore.com. You know, the Satellite Phone Store have supported events like the Baja 1000 off-road races, the various sailboat regattas, put their products and services to the test in the harshest of environments. Customers in these industries and many others trust the Satellite Phone Store for critical communications. Steve Quayle trusts them. I trust them. We collectively trust them. The Iridium satellite phones, my personal favorite. Yes, they have numbers on them, actually. You can actually press the buttons. They work. We've tried them. We've put them through their paces. This is the place to go. And they're not as expensive as you would think. In fact, not at all. And they rival some of the normal cell phone plans. Folks, visit satellitephonestore.com. That's satellitephonestore.com. Ask for Eric Tallman. He will help you. And I guarantee, and mention, of course, mention you heard this, you heard them on the Hagman and Hagman Report. It's critical. Do not trust your communications. Don't skimp here. Do not skimp here because of that. Guys and women, you know that sinking feeling in your stomach you get when you can't reach home or reach that loved one, especially in times of a crisis or emergency. Don't let that happen to you. Satellitephonestore.com. Satellitephonestore.com.
Folks, we're talking with Doc Marquis. He's our guest, and we also have John Robertson with us in studio. And we're talking with Doc Marquis about a number of issues. John, I'm going to turn it back over to you and let you continue on this line of questioning.
Well, Joe, thank you so much. And for those just joining us or just checking in the last few minutes, we are, in fact, with Doc Marquis. And, folks, we have moved very quickly over the last couple of segments from the satanic delusion that overcame ancient Babylon that devolved into nothing short of placing innocent lives, in many cases infant lives, on the glowing claws of Moloch, as well as offering up innocent children to child rape within the priesthood of ancient Babylon. Doc Marquis explained very succinctly that when God confused their tongues and scattered the Babylonians to all four corners of the earth, that they in fact took their proclivity for child sacrifice as well as the willingness to allow sexual abuse, and let's just call it what it is, it's kiddie rape, so many millennia ago. And Doc did an excellent job of bringing us through what we in Hollywood call the monomyth, through all of the Egyptians and the Greco-Romans and Sumerians, etc., leading us to understand where we're at today. Now, Doc, two things I'd like to accomplish in this segment with you, sir, and I'd also like to thank you for your gift of time this evening. But, Doc, first off, let's take a few minutes in this segment to talk about, you mentioned before we went out to break, that 30 years ago we had the Franklin cover-up, Folks have heard about it. Some know what it is, some don't. We've got the Hampstead cover-up, and then we get Pizzagate. And something happened in November of 2016 where all of a sudden, cyber sleuths, internet forensic people, Anonymous, all of these groups came together and began to discover oddities. They began to discover symbols. And when they applied the symbology as laid out by the FBI, going all the way back to Franklin, they began to see that there was something seriously amiss in D.C. And Pizzagate, for those of you who don't know, folks, was the localized issue surrounding Comet, Ping Pong, and Pizza in western D.C., in the west side of D.C. James Alefantes is the proprietor and alleged child sex trafficker. Now then, Doc, when we look at Pizzagate, we saw a mass awakening occur. We saw millions, especially millions of millennials, wake up almost overnight and begin presenting their case. But they presented it as best they could in a somewhat ad hoc and piecemeal manner, where they were deciphering tweets and Instagram and Facebook, and it was coming together like all these thousands of pieces of confetti. And then people with investigative acumen, like Doug Hagman, like Joe Hagman, and others, began to fashion all of these little pieces into a linear story. And folks, that linear story gives us no choice but to conclude at this point that in the United States of America today, in the first 100 days of the Donald Trump administration, we have a massive child rape situation occurring in this country. So in this last segment tonight on the Hagman and Hagman Report, we're going to hear from Doc Marquis. First, what is up with this Pizzagate thing? What is in fact happening, Doc? And then we're going to save the back half of this segment to talk about what we, as Christian warriors who are fed up, we've had it, we're going to defend the defenseless, we're going to talk about what we can do. Doc?
Well, I hate to put it to you this way, but Pizzagate is just another extension, if you would, of, you know, this sex trafficking. It's just another extension. As I stated before, we know that this was going on in Washington, D.C., back in the 80s, after John DeCamp, Senator John DeCamp, then, and Dr. Ted L. Gundersen had, for lack of better explanation, just found all the evidence inside of blowing the whistle. But we're talking Washington, D.C. now, one of the strongholds of the Illuminati. And back then, and still nowadays, things are easily covered up, or shall we say, pushed under the rug. We're talking some of the most powerful politically people in existence. And unless there, shall we say, enough people on the side of right who's willing to do something about this, these people can get away with it. And the one thing, probably the greatest thing I could tell anyone, you really want to get involved and you know, put an end to stuff like this, you have to get educated to the truth. Now, the truth is not going to be easy. We're talking, you're going to have to take a deep, dark look at the underbelly of the occult world itself. And this is where it gets nasty. And I don't have to explain this to Doug, Joe, or John. This stuff is beyond anything you would ever come across in the rest of your days.
Yeah, you know, Doc, I want to just interject quickly. Doc, I'm sorry, I want to interject quickly, if I may. And I want to be very careful here, and I want to preface this by saying, folks, I have no desire to be coy with any of you, but I need to share some facts with you. During my tenure here at the Hagman Report, I have been privy to information that has been garnered by, let's just say, friends of the show. I have personally seen, I stand as a witness here this evening, I have personally seen optics, images, and documentation, irrefutable documentation, that just as Russ Dizdar says, just as Doug Hagman says, and just as Doc Marquis is saying right now, tonight on the Hagman Report, there are little kids in the lower 48 that are in cages, that are chained to walls that are so bereft of the spirit that God gave them, because these wicked people have taken it from them in the form of sexual abuse. Doc, I'm going to hand it back to you, but I'm going to throw this at you. James Elefantis, alleged sex trafficker, the 49th most powerful man in D.C. as described by GQ magazine. Doc?
Now, doesn't that fit with what I just told you? It's these politically powerhouses that's able to do these things and get away with it. And here, as you pointed out, Joe is the 49th most powerful person in D.C.
That's right.
Yeah, this is where you're going to find the head of the dragon, if you would. It's these people that's able, with their political clout, to cover things up. But the ordinary people can make a difference if we just get together with the same mindset and say, we're going to make a difference here. And it's that type of mindset that actually got Donald Trump into the presidency.
But so I just want right, Doc.
Can be done. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just don't look. This is, I just want to be clear about this, because lawsuits will go flying. Do not. This is not an indictment, for example, of Mr. Elefantis. There are allegations only, out there in the public domain. These are what we're referencing. We are not making them. Certainly, we do not, absolutely, positively do not recommend anyone going to any of the locations mentioned by any of these citizen journalists. Just be aware of them. Do not go to these places, harass or otherwise.
When I say educate, that's exactly what I mean. I want you to educate yourself to the truth, but let the professionals take it from there. Tell, people like Joe or Doug or myself or John or whoever else, like Russ Dizdow or Paul McGuire, and the people that really got to get involved in this, for goodness sakes, is the Christian church. This is happening right under their noses, and no one recognizes it because they don't know what it is, let alone what they're looking at.
And that's exactly correct, Doc. I'm going to jump in quickly.
The church that can make the biggest difference here if the Christians will just get involved. And I hate to say this, folks, but after saying that, sometimes I think I'm just beating my head against a brick wall. Because Revelation chapter 3 tells us the seventh and final church age will be the Laodicean one. And we find out Laodicean Christians are neither cold nor hot. They are lukewarm. In other words, they are fence walkers. They won't commit to the left or right. And because of that, Christ himself said, I will spit you out of my mouth. They're no good to him. They won't commit one way or the other. They want to go to their church, get their Sunday morning fix, and then live like the devil for the next 6 days. Well, you know what, folks? That isn't going to cut it when we're trying to help people who are victimized. We have to, as Christians, and the interesting thing is, folks, in the Bible, there's approximately 31,178 verses. There's approximately 11% in the entire Bible now that deal with the occult. It deals with the occult belief system, how they practice, what they're practicing, what they're doing, their gods, everything. It's all in there. I would not have to teach any of you a thing if you would read the Bible and find out the occult world for yourself, which is right there in God's holy word. Now, let me tell you, folks, that much information can fit in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Romans, and parts of Act. It can fill almost the first six books in the New Testament. Now, that's a lot of information, and I don't think God was taking up that kind of space for no reason at all. It's only when we educate ourselves and get involved that we have a viable solution.
Exactly,
Doc.
We must educate ourselves and get involved. And I don't want to take up too much of your time here this evening, Doc. I know you're on a roll, but I just want to interject quickly so that we would be remiss not to do so. Folks, we're at a time now, and the American church needs to wake up and get their heads around this. Law enforcement, due to compartmentalization, political correctness, Doc spelled it out in the last segment, they're afraid of losing their jobs, being ostracized, being stuck on a desk. Law enforcement, to a degree. Now, to be fair, there have been victories and there have been indictments in a very high percentile during the first 100 days of the Trump, President Trump's presidency when compared to the previous year under Barack Obama. But about 6 weeks ago, a new friend of the show, Doc, I mentioned him earlier, Craig Sawman Sawyer, former U.S. Navy SEAL, he put the child trafficking quote-unquote community on notice. And essentially, he went on InfoWars with Alex Jones about 6 or 7 weeks ago, and he said straight up, if law enforcement, for whatever reason or reasons, fails to do so, I, Craig Sawman Sawyer, am putting you, child traffickers, on notice. My buddies and I, who operated and broke up, we operated with under AFRICOM, and we broke up pre-existing child sex trafficking rings in host nations. If you're not going to take care of business, my special operator buddies and I are. Now, folks, if you're interested in connecting with Craig the Sawman Sawyer, simply go to vetsforchildrescue.org, and that's the numeral for vetsforchildrescue.org. Because as Doc is mapping out, and Doc, I'll hand it back to you, but as Doc is explaining right now, yes, there are prayer warriors among us who should be wearing out their knees bloody to mitigate this in the spirit world. But Doc, correct me if I'm wrong, sir, are we not at the point where it's basically time to take some serious action in the form of former U.S. Navy SEALs, if necessary, sir?
I can't, in any public forum, condone people taking the law into their own hands. However, if someone was to ask me, let's say, a similar question, I would more than likely have a different answer.
Okay.
You know,
good answer.
What can we do?
Well, as I said, I can't publicly say, okay, let's become a law unto ourselves, you know, then, you know, guess what? We can become anarchists at that point, you know. But
so, Doc, let's do this. We've got about 9 minutes left in our program this evening, and again, we so appreciate your time here with us on the Hagmann Report. Doc, it seems to me that we need to investigate, because here's the bottom line, okay? We're all men here. We're men and women of God. And, you know, when we were traveling home from Chicago last weekend, Doug, Joe, and myself, we had a long discussion about this as we traversed the states of Indiana and Ohio. We talked about this at length. And we were able to basically ascertain that there are three reasons that many members of the American church today fail to act on what we call pedogate. And what we basically figured is, number one, for whatever reason or reasons, they cannot face it. Number two, the men that hear this type of stuff don't know what to do. They want to throw their radio, their computer, or their fist through a wall. And lastly, there's no plan of action. There's no plan of attack. People are left feeling spiritually bereft, feeling emotionally morose, and then they go to bed that night, and that's it. And that's just not good enough at this point. And I don't want to put you on the spot, Doc Marquis, but is it not accurate, sir, that we need to take a two-pronged approach to this? We need to battle this in the spirit world, and we need to take it to the teeth in the natural, in the terrestrial, in the here and now. What say you?
There's an old saying in the occult world that states, nothing happens in the physical until it starts in the spiritual. And that's quite true. People need to pray against these things. We were warned in the scriptures that we would eventually be facing, you know, these powers, these principalities, these rulers of darkness. Well, you know, folks, if you don't know what to do, the least you can do is pray against it. Bind them. Call them down for what they are, but that much you can do, even if you don't know the details. You don't have to know the details at that point. All you have to know is that you've been given the power and authority to call these things down if you want to. Now, as far as the involvement part, as I was saying, the only way you can get that type of involvement is you have to get educated to what's going on. I mean, that's like saying, I'm going to shut down a thermonuclear reactor without knowing anything about it. Well, good luck to that. You'll probably end up blowing up the county.
Doc, let me make sure I've got this straight. With limited knowledge, with just a love to for the innocent and a willingness to defend the defenseless, the men and women listening to this program this evening or in archive can take it to war in the spirit world in prayer in the name of Jesus right now. They don't need to write a letter to their congressmen.
Get people on their side to do it. Don't just keep it to yourself. You've got to tell, talk to your friends, your neighbors, the people at church. You've got to talk to them about this so you can come together as a group and start standing up against these things. That's what you need to do. Educate yourself. Go into prayer. If you are one of those people who in law enforcement, investigator, counseling, or anything related to this field, get involved, band together, work to find these things and to put a stop to them.
Exactly. And Doc, you said something in the earlier segment that, I'm not saying this to you personally, but it kind of miffed me a little bit, just the concept as a whole. Doc, I understand that the hardworking men and women in law enforcement and in all of the peripheral industries, be it Department of Corrections or probation, etc., people with law enforcement acumen, I get it. They're protecting their families, they're protecting their pensions. But I've got five people in this studio right now that are basically ready to go to war with Pedogate, and I'm not saying that there's anything special about us, but there certainly, Doc, there's got to be men and women in local law enforcement all around this country, sheriff's departments, municipal police, state police, highway patrol, etc., that are fed up and getting ready to rock and roll. And I want to be clear, I'm not in any way, shape, or form promoting vigilantism. That's not what we're doing here. But, Doc, at some point, men and women of God have got to rise up and get in the face of this thing and say, enough is enough. I've prayed my knees bloody. I'm not going to stand by and allow children to be raped, tortured, cannibalized, bloodletting, animal dismemberment. If this bugs you folks, I'm sorry, because I've seen the pictures. So, Doc, we've got to get in the grill of this thing. We've got a few minutes left, and I want to give it to you, sir. What's the plan of attack?
Well, you, Doug, Joe, and everyone else there, you're doing the one thing you're supposed to be doing. And I'm proud of you people for doing it. You're having a show, and you're talking about it. You're using what you've got to make a difference in the here and now. Doug and Joe, one of the best shows you can ever come across in this life. Because they don't pull the punches. They tell it for what it is. And so here's that example I was talking about. You're educating the people. You're letting them know the truth. This fits in perfectly. You're using what is available to you at the time. You're taking on the radio show, you're educating the people. For other people who have radio shows, as I said, I've already spoken on a couple of other radio shows about, Pizzagate and such. People who are in maybe, who are pastors, who preach behind the pulpit, guess what? There's another forum you can use right there. Educate the Christians. Let them know what can be done. If enough of us get together and use what we've got, we can put an end to this. But only if the people want to get involved. Anything after that, if the people don't want to get involved, nothing's going to happen. That's what it comes down to. But for those who do want to,
and there it is.
For those who do want to get involved, use what you've got. Be creative. And you'd be surprised what you can come up with to help put an end to this. One of the
lead
things I would also
mention,
learn the 8 nights of human sacrifice. Doug and Joe know what I'm talking about, obviously. It's on those particular nights, and the night, and usually a night or two before, that the children will end up missing. That's where the parents have got to be the most protective as far as watching the kids, knowing where they are, where they're going, and all this. I want to keep my eye off my child at that point, if that were the case. But, again, the 8 minutes of human sacrifice, watch for them.
Amen. And that's, and folks, just to put a fine point, sorry, Doc, to put a fine point quickly on what Doc's saying, you can simply type that into any search engine. There are 8 specific, very definite dates in the occult calendar where you really need to keep that extra eye on your kids. And Doc, I want to give the last, I'm going to give about the last minute and a half, 2 minutes to you, sir, by way of saying goodnight to all the folks. I just want to remind listeners that in about a month, myself, John Robertson, and Doc Marquis are going to bring in a very important, very mission-critical Hollywood show. And also, folks, everything we discussed tonight was just really brought to bear by Russ Dysnar last weekend at Paul Bagley's Awaken to the Shaken Conference in Gurnee, Illinois. That's paulbagleyprophecy.com, and those DVDs will be made available for a very reasonable price. You folks, you don't, it's like $30 or something. You don't want to miss Russ's remarks. Doc, I'm going to give the rest of the time to you. Joe will take us out. Doc, God bless you, sir.
Oh, thank you. I was about to say, I know Paul, I've done his show before. But anyways, as I was saying, and I'm not saying this, folks, for you to go out and stop buying my DVDs, but on, in my Illuminati series, DVD 1 and 2, is where you can learn about those 8 nights of human sacrifice, what's going on, how it's been perverted and twisted the calendar over the centuries and everything. It's right there in those 2 particular DVDs. The first one's called The Revival of the Antichrist. The second one is called America's Occult Holidays. And before I forget, Joe or Doug, please, I need one of you to call me immediately after the show. I've got some information for you, okay?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. But anyways, folks, as I was saying, you've got to start learning what's going on. When you start listening to shows like the Hagman and Hagman Report, you're not going to get any better, I'll tell you right now. But there are other people out there who know this information. Again, Joe mentioned 2 people I'm good friends with, Paul McGuire and Russ Dysnar. I wish I had more time. But anyways, folks, this is what you need to do.
We'll bring you back, Doc. We'll bring you back.
Education is the key to this problem.
Amen, Doc. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Very informative show. And we will definitely have to have you back on, and we'll continue our conversations. Folks, Doc's website, It's a God Thing Productions 777.com. It's a God Thing Productions 777.com. He's got on the website just a huge amount of great content, from Bible studies, even, you know, different topics. If you scroll through the website, you can go through different topics and see some of the work that Doc's put together. And I love reading through your website, Doc, on certain issues and controversial topics, and you do a great job of putting that together. And then you can get Doc's DVDs there. Here in the Hagman Studios, we have Doc's DVDs, and they're on our shelf, and we refer to them regularly, and they're very informative. And take advantage of everything Doc has up there. It's a God Thing Productions 777.com. Well, that'll do it for us this week. We had a fantastic week. Just a number of great shows, folks. Go back, go to HagmanReport.com and check their daily for the latest news and information. And then, you can access our shows via archive on YouTube, on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Global Star Radio Network, and many other places. Want to thank everybody in studio for a great
week. I want to thank everyone here that's making this program work. John Robertson, Eric the Tech, Jackie, Joe, especially as well. Thank you all. You guys. You guys are special, Doc. Thank you so much. And to the listeners and viewers, thank you for your support and your prayers.
That'll do it for us. Until next week, God bless. Stay safe. Have a great night.